Dubs, here comes another lovely day on 98.7 Simon. We play everything. And we have a tip for you. It's the Get Up Show. Sean, Charlie, and Maddie here. They now say that if you're trying to have better short-term memory, walk backwards.
Through time?
No, almost. Isn't that what it sounds like? That's what I thought, too. Like you're running the tape back.
Right.
No, they did this little test. They had volunteers watch videos of it wasn't real, but they watched a lady get her purse stolen, and then they had the people who watched the video answer questions about what they remembered after the video. They were split into two groups. One walked forward, the other walked backwards, and the other group, they had a control group that just stood there. The backwards group got the most questions right.
How am I walking backwards over to the interviewer to answer my questions? How far are we walking?
I guess just walk around backwards until you remember stuff.
I have a lot of questions about this.
You remember the other day when I was trying to remember the name of that waiter from Grassani's in Raleigh for no reason?
Now see, if you go, go take a lap and we'll see.
I haven't tried walking backwards yet. What if it comes to me now? I have nothing to do. It's like he wants something so bad,
right.
And then you get it, and I'll have nothing else to do. No, but you know, there was always that one guy. I don't know if you had this growing up, but there would always be like you're walking down the hall in school, and you're talking to your friends or whatever, and you're going to your locker. And here comes Crazy Eddie walking down the hall backwards.
Oh, yeah.
The kid with the best memory in school. He's a goofball. He remembers
everything. Explains it now.